Jerry?
So who's got the next question?
Jerry?
Dad made a dumb move.
It's cheaper to keep you. Babe.
I love you so much.
It's cheaper to keep you.
Hey, everybody. This is the Family Time Q&A Podcast. I'm your host, Jerry, from TheRealJerryDugan.com. And this is our super episode. We're coming back at you in full force. I have with me my better half, Olivia. Say hi, Olivia.
Hello.
All right. And I just realized you hate it when I call you Olivia. So I have with me my better half, Liv. Say hi, Liv.
Hello.
Awesome. And we have special guest, Jacob's cooler half, Danielle. Say hi, Danielle.
Hi.
Awesome. And of course, and then we've got Jacob with us, which you heard do a lot of cameo work in episode 82. So we went ahead and recorded episode 83. So Jacob, say hi.
Hello.
Awesome. So if you're tuning in for the very first time, this is a family podcast about family living with actual family members talking with each other. Yeah, actual. And a plus one this time around. So
honorary Dugan.
Honorary Dugan, Danielle.
Honorary Dugan part two.
Awesome.
Part two. Repeat.
Oh yeah, that's right. We had the dark season. that, yeah.
You gotta go.
Let's move on. All right. So now, what we'll do is, it is a Q&A show. So each one of us has prepared a question. The others do not know what it's about. And I believe the order of march is, Danielle ask the first question and then we'll all take a crack at answering it. And then Olivia will ask a question.
Well, maybe we should skip Danielle.
Yeah.
I'll go first.
All right. So Jacob will go first, then Liv. Then if Danielle's ready with a question, she'll ask, and then I'll finish up with a question. Are we all ready?
Ready.
Heck yeah.
Awesome. Danielle, you ready?
Cool. I am ready.
Fantastical.
You said cool before she answered.
I did, didn't I? I'm a horrible listener at times. This is one of those moments.
It's like, yeah, she's cool. She's
yeah,
ready.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, she's on the phone. All right, good. All right, so Jacob, take it away.
All right. I got my question from the 4,000 question book. My question is...
Wait, who do you want to answer it first?
All of y'all.
All at the same time?
At one time.
All y'all.
Chime in.
Kids from Arkansas. All
Danielle,
y'all.
You answer first. All right.
Okay. Ding-da-ding.
So, my question is, do you have confidence in the police?
Ooh.
Danielle, you go first.
Why do you put me on the spot?
That's the point.
In the Corpus Christi police?
Any police.
Questionable, because we don't really do anything really horrific. But, like, if you take into consideration everyone else's police, then maybe it's a little questionable sometimes. But, fine.
Liv?
I do trust our city police. For the most part, I think they're pretty all right. They work hard to keep us safe.
Awkward pause.
I have a few friends that are on the police force, and...
You picked the worst question.
I know, I'm surprised you came up with that.
He thought it was a good question.
Yeah, I'm not knocking the question, I'm just surprised it came from Jacob.
Yeah.
Okay, so...
I do have confidence in our police. Do you, Jerry?
I do, because all the times I've ever been called up for jury duty, and I'm going through selection... You know, one of the questions those lawyers ask you is, do you know Detective so-and-so and Officer so-and-so? They're typically names of friends of ours. Mm-hmm. So it's like, man, you know what? I like the guy. He's a cool guy. And apparently he's a good police officer because he just, you know, arrested a drug dealer or arrested somebody who was involved in domestic violence or sexual assault or something to that effect. And so, but I, you know, because we're friends, I have to disclose, yeah, I know the guy personally. We go to the same church or our wives are friends. Yeah, in any case, so because I've served on juries, actually I haven't actually served on a jury because I've gone through jury selection and happen to know the officers who've made the arrests. I definitely have confidence in those officers and, you know, they have a hard job. You know, they go through years of training. They have lots of regulation, lots of oversight, and, you know, they don't have a lot of leeway. I mean, one little mistake and a criminal goes back on the street. One little mistake and they get sued, or they make the news, and then the whole nation is mad at that one police officer. And, you know, there are police officers who do make mistakes, you know, that are abusive of their power. But Malcolm Gladwell, you know, he did some research and found that it's a very small, very, very small percentage of officers who abuse their power to the degree that we've heard of in the news lately. So.
Did you hear that one female police officer just, I think last week, she just graduated from the academy, and then her first day on the job, she was shot and killed.
No.
Yeah. I think she was buried yesterday.
Oh.
So people are.
Was that here locally or?
No, not locally. No.
Oh, maybe they took that.
Yeah. So yeah, I think they do a pretty good job. Yeah. We have a pretty safe city.
And it's dangerous work. I mean, the cards are stacked against them in many respects.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. The bad guys can shoot at them first. So. They've got some hard work.
And you know what I've heard about police officers? I've heard them say, don't ever tell your children, if you don't behave, then I'm going to call the police to come and get you, because that just shows the children to be afraid of the police when the police are actually around to help us.
Exactly.
So.
True.
Don't say that to your kids.
Yeah. It's almost like trying to use an institution to instill fear on your children. And it's the very people that your children should trust that we're saying.
Yeah. They're going to come and get you.
That makes sense.
Boogeyman.
Yeah. Yeah. So I guess that's like the modern day boogeyman, right?
Yeah.
The Kukui. Officer Kukui will take you away.
Sometimes Jacob is the Kukui in the morning.
Oh, yeah.
What, Daniel?
He's very, like, quiet and upset in the morning. Like, if I call him, he'll be upset.
Yes.
What do you want?
Yes.
Yeah.
And Jacob would have no.
It's rare to actually get words out of Jacob. It's usually grunts and groans.
Cool. Well, awesome. I'm ready with my question if y'all are ready.
Yeah, and Jacob, good question. Yeah,
nice.
That was interesting. All right, Liv, fire away.
Okay, I want Jacob to answer first.
Okay.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay. What was your most favorite year in elementary school?
I love that he's laughing. Like, I have no idea what that memory is, but it's like he's in a good place right now.
Was it fourth grade with Ms. Ditchick?
He made a face.
Man. Shoot.
Was it all the years I was a watchdog with you?
It might have.
Yes.
It might have been third grade.
Third grade?
Why third grade?
With Ms. Geta.
Uh-huh.
She was pretty cool. I liked her.
She really liked you, huh?
Yeah.
And she still likes you. We see her at Cancun all the time.
Yeah.
That's right. Yeah, because her son is named Jacob.
Yeah.
So she took an extra liking to you because of the namesake.
Mm-hmm. So third grade?
Yeah. Actually, I saw her the other day at Veterans, and she was substituting. I was like...
Really?
Or not the other day, like a few months ago. But I forgot to tell you that day.
And did you say hi to her?
Of course.
And what did she say?
She was like, hi, Jacob. We talked for a little bit, and that's it.
Uh-huh. That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
She was a good... Remember her birthday was on Halloween, or is on Halloween, and she invited us to her family Halloween party?
Yes, that was so awkward. I was like, I want to go, and then we showed up there.
I know.
Oh, that Halloween when we went trick-or-treating by her house?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, I remember that.
But she was nice, and she's still very sweet to us. I mean, you had a lot of good elementary years, huh, Jake?
Miss Hamill was pretty cool.
Yeah, Miss Hamill in first grade, and then...
I saw her recently at HEB, and she said hi to us.
Mm-hmm. And then Miss Delgado in fifth grade.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Miss Delgado was really sweet.
She was funny. She had a certain sarcasm about her. Because you could tell there were moments where she wanted to say something mean to a student, and she would just look at them, and then she would say something very polite instead. But there was this little bit of edge to it, like... Yeah, that kid better sit down right now because she's about to throw something at him. there's a lot of restraint going on in her face. So anyway, I thought she was just funny.
She was really sweet.
Yeah.
What about you, Danielle? What was your favorite grade in elementary school?
I think my favorite grade was fourth.
Fourth grade? How come?
Well, I had my tonsillectomy that year, and like I was bedridden for like a whole month. That was great. I just go to school, and like I got to watch like Sesame Street all day, and that was happy.
Wait,
and
Sesame Street in fourth grade?
Yes, I was a young child.
Babe, I would watch Blue's Clues when I was a senior in high school. Come on, I'd come home for lunch and watch Blue's Clues.
Okay, I understand Blue's Clues, but Sesame Street?
Sesame Street was where to be.
He's just saying that because Blue's Clues was his favorite show as a kid.
No, Blue. It was the Wiggles.
So Danielle, you liked fourth grade because you had a tonsillectomy and you got to stay home for a month and you just got to chill out.
No. But fourth grade is where I met like one of my best friends, and we're still friends now, and that's where like we really started becoming best friends, and we had a group, and like we would do everything together, and the teachers were like, it was my favorite teacher because she was kind of like very calm and had like a good vibe about her, like a vibe, and like she like lived out on the beach, and she like always brought like us like shells to look at, and like it was fun. It was a great time. Cool. And then I don't know, this fourth grade was great because that's like where I didn't have any issues, because like I would always like be like at someone's house, so like I wouldn't have to like stay home and like watch TV by myself. That's all I did as a kid. I like watched TV and ate. But fourth grade was great.
Cool. What about you, Jerry?
Oh man, I'd have to say, I don't know. I mean, second grade was really good. And in episode 82, I talked about how I was awesome in math. And in third grade, I was awesomer in math. In fact, I was on an independent study track.
Ooh,
so
Jerry.
I felt good.
Smart.
And fourth grade was cool because I think I was just a little bit more confident in myself. And I had good friends. Fifth grade would probably be my least favorite, because towards the end of fifth grade is when my parents separated and got divorced, and all kinds of heck broke loose. But man, in every grade I was my teacher's favorite. So
of course you were.
But I'd probably go back and say
I was teacher's favorite in most of my classes too.
I can imagine you would be, Jacob.
Oh, there's Emma making an appearance.
Hey, Emma. Jerry, let Emma say hi through your microphone.
Okay, Emma, say hi.
Hi.
There she is. All right. Hey, do we have any Lysol for this microphone?
She's okay now.
Okay.
She hasn't thrown up in 10 hours.
Okay, good.
Emmy, right. What was your favorite grade in elementary school?
Third grade it was third grade because Mommy, she would come to school every Monday and she'd bring me lunch every Monday.
That's why it was your favorite grade?
And she doesn't do that now.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
But yeah, I used to volunteer in school just to spend time with the kids. That was really cool.
In third grade.
In third grade.
For me.
Yeah, I volunteered a lot in third grade with Emma and third grade with Jacob.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, my parents didn't volunteer in my school.
But I liked both of their teachers. I really liked Mrs. Guerra. I really liked Ms. Gorman.
But I had cool teachers.
Well, I wasn't there to volunteer.
I know.
Like, my mother was a teacher.
This is a sad
episode. And still is.
No kidding. Emma just pat me on the back. That's so cute. Ooh, your arms, dude. It's like all the way behind your back.
What are you doing, Jacob?
Stretching.
Hey, for those of you that don't know, Emmy just ventured out of her room. She was sent home from school sick today, where she threw up all over the office and our truck.
Yay.
Night.
Aww.
But she hasn't thrown up since 11:45 this morning. I think she's pretty good. Right, Emmy? She nodded yes.
Aw, yay.
Did you come over here because you heard us talking? No? You're just wondering what we were doing?
She's nodding. No.
She's so cute.
Yeah.
I thought y'all started recording like an hour and a half ago.
Well, that's when we were recording episode 82, and then Jacob said, hey, I feel like recording, so we're taking advantage of this.
And now Emma wants to record.
Awesome.
Man, Jerry's
Let's
dream
do
is
it.
Coming
this
true.
This is like the best night ever.
I want to record an episode.
Record another one, Daddy.
Okay. We'll do that. We'll do 84 right after this. All right, so let's see. So Jacob asked a question, Liv asked a question. Danielle, do you have a question to ask?
I do have a question.
Awesome, fire away.
What do y'all think is y'all's greatest strength?
Oh, man. Jacob?
Me in the weight room.
Oh, my goodness. You don't know how many times
Jacob
he texted me during that. He was like, I'm proud. I have a little bit of muscle. And I'm like,
he does.
Jake, show me your muscle, babe. Show me.
All one of them. All one of them.
Aw.
I'm just kidding. I'm sorry, son. Mr. Flabby me here picking on Jacob. Jake, don't play with the man boobs, son. All right, so Jacob, what is your greatest strength?
I think he was being serious, babe.
Oh, okay.
Funny.
Wait, really?
No. All right. My greatest strength? All right. I guess since I can keep secrets, Like, if a person tells me a secret, I don't spread it.
Okay!
Whatever, because we just look at you long enough and you say, okay, fine, the plans to the Death Star are located in this robot called R2-D2.
Yeah. Okay!
You're probably the guy who sold R2 out to Darth Vader.
Okay, Jacob, I can keep secrets.
I got a feeling Danielle does not believe you on this keeping secrets thing.
That is the biggest untold truth. So, before, like, me and Jacob, like, got closer, like, how we are now, my friend liked his best friend. So,
Wait. What?
You can't, you know, remember, okay. I don't think we can say their names.
Oh, shoot.
Oh, yeah, we probably can't say their names.
So, I'm gonna say.
I remember. This was back in 8th grade art.
My best
right
friend,
in front of him.
My best friend, like, told me not to tell anybody. I told Jacob because
he broke
like,
a promise.
Tell anybody. And I was like, but don't tell anybody. And he was all like, I won't tell Nate. And I'm like, oh my goodness. he just straight up told, and he was like, what? And I was like, Jacob.
Whoops. That was back in 8th grade. But I've fixed up on that.
I fixed up on
no,
that.
No, you haven't.
Just keep Jacob on the hot seat here for the rest of the episode.
No, because
okay.
Then you'll never want to record.
Oh, that's true. Okay. I have not learned my lesson, apparently.
All right, Mommy. All
right,
my
greatest strength?
I don't think I'm a very... I don't know. I don't have very many good qualities.
Oh, Olivia.
What?
That is awful.
Sorry. Liv. You have lots of great qualities.
I like to help people. I try to help whenever I can. And even though people think it might, like they tell me, thank you so much, thank you. You don't know how much it means, you know, this help. And it's not like a big deal at all. And I don't expect anything in return. Like I don't expect for them to, you know, reciprocate or, you know, I just enjoy helping because it's in little ways. And we can't help a lot in other ways, but I can help a lot in little ways, and so I like doing that. So I'm helpful.
Yeah, and your helpfulness is always timely, too, mm-hmm. with folks, because it comes at a moment when somebody's at their lowest, and you just happen to say something encouraging for them at that right moment. And then, you know, even with me, like, your advice to me was at the right moment, and that was when I wanted to go back to school and get a master's.
Mm-hmm.
I wanted to get an MBA, and you just kind of gave me this look, kind of nodded a little bit and said, no, you need to get something in education. And I was like, what do you know? It's got to be a business degree. But then I realized, wait, she had the serious look on her face. And I've learned in our years together that that's usually the face that winds up being the face of somebody who was right. And so I went to school, got a degree in educational technology, and now I've got probably the best job I've ever had in a career I really love.
And you're happy there.
And I'm happy there.
Yay.
I tend to tell people in public that you are my common sense. So that's
I am a pretty good advice giver.
You
huh?
are. I mean, you give advice that makes sense for the time that you're giving it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's really good. That is a gift.
And I'm a pretty good judge of character too.
You're very good at judging character.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Cause I always give people the benefit of the doubt and you're like, no, that guy's a jerk to his wife. And I'm like, how do you know? You didn't even meet the wife or see them interact. And sure enough, a year or two later, it's like, yep, he's a jerk to his wife. And it's like, how did you come up with that? So yeah, Liv is really good at judging, character, assessing character, I guess is another way to put it. And so, that definitely is a very good, strength that Liv has.
What about you, babe?
Me?
Me? He always does that. I'll ask Jerry a question. Hey, Jerry, blah, blah, blah. And he goes, me?
Yeah, we can be the only two in the room and I'll do it.
Yep.
Me? You talking to me? Oh, gosh. I would have to say my greatest strength, one that I tend to draw from is my desire to have harmony on whatever team I'm on. So I'm a big team player. I'm loyal to my team, and I even joke that when I'm in real estate, there was a company I was in, and the company folded. I was literally the last guy in the company. Like, the broker quit before I did. So the owner of the company quit before I did. And so he had to kind of basically tell me, Jerry, that's it. I mean, we closed up shop. You have to go find another company to work with. And so I'm that kind of loyal guy.
Jerry is diehard loyal.
Yeah, I will be
die
the last guy. Like, if the ship is sinking, and you know the captain's supposed to stay and go down with the sinking ship, or that's what they used to say, I'd be the guy making sure the captain got knocked out, put on a lifeboat, and, you know, takes on a new identity. Like, I would make sure everybody got off the boat kind of guy.
Hey, that fares well for me. If you're loyal in every other way, you always be loyal to me, right?
Yep.
You better be.
Awesome.
Her eyes got so big when she said that. She was like, you better be.
Well, divorce is so darn expensive. I'm also cheap, so.
Me.
It's cheaper to keep you.
Jerry,
I'm
oh my god.
Why would you say that?
Oh my goodness, Jerry.
Jacob, this is you.
Babe, that was horrible.
I can't breathe.
So, we have learned
if
that
if you couldn't breathe, you would be dead.
We have just learned that the only reason why Jerry is married to me is because he's too cheap to pay for a divorce.
No.
Wow, Dad.
Oh.
Wow. Wow.
Babe, that's a daily conversation.
That even
let's go to commercial. Let's go to commercial.
That even made
commercial.
Babe Jacob reacted to that.
We need to get some sponsors so we can cut to commercial.
Look, even Oreo came.
Oh,
he's like,
gosh.
Are you okay? Are you okay?
Oh, man. Oh, my gosh.
Jerry?
So who's got the next question?
Jerry?
Dad made a dumb move.
It's cheaper to keep you. Babe.
I love you so much.
It's cheaper to keep you.
This will be the episode. Oh, look at the dog. Oh, silly dog.
Look, Oreo, in our divorce, Oreo's going to stay with me.
Oh, no. I like Oreo. Okay.
Heck no, he's mine.
I'll take Oreo.
He's so high maintenance.
What's up, Oreo? Okay.
All right.
I'll be the division. I'll take Oreo.
Let's move on to the next question. Actually, I don't have a next question.
Ooh, think of one. Hurry.
Oh, man. Okay.
Danielle, what quality do you think you have?
Yeah, thanks for buying me some time, son.
What's your strongest strength? Strongest strength.
How would you answer that question?
Dang, I didn't even think this question would come back to me.
Wah-ha-ha-ha. That was a good one, Jacob.
I think my greatest strength is not giving up on things so easily. Like.
So determination?
Yes, determination.
Yeah, that's the word.
Okay, Jacob. But
I think you tend to be a positive person also.
Yeah.
I try to be. I don't know. There's been like so much quarrel in my life. Is that even the right word? Quarreling is like fighting, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I think but that, I guess, I don't know. I think I'm being overdramatic here, but like being the youngest in the family and seeing the most in the family through my like parents' eyes and through my own eyes, I think that I've learned that I shouldn't give up on people so easily. Like my determination to help get through things and being a support system for some people. Like at Carroll, they say I'm very positive also.
Mm-hmm.
So like in the weight room, like I'm always like me and a couple other girls are always the most supportive and we always push each other and we're there all the time. We're there every morning. First things you see in the morning is us. And that's like basically we get through a workout with positivity and I don't know. It's pretty grand.
That's pretty cool.
I have to say. Yeah.
All right. And thank you for sharing that too. So I think I finally got a question to ask you folks.
Interesting.
Well played, well played.
Are you going to ask Jacob which parent he's going to live with after you scrounge up enough money?
Yikes, I got to go.
This is the worst episode ever. I'm going to have nightmares about this.
You
episode.
Said it's cheaper to keep you.
I was quoting a friend.
Babe, that's going to go down in the Jerry Dugan book of stupid.
There's a book?
Yes, there is.
What if I bought you a fan? Would that make up for it?
No, that's in the book also.
We are not putting another fan in this house.
People are going to wonder about that story. What's the story about the fan? It's right up in there with the hot dog story, right?
Yep.
Okay. So my question to all three of you is think back to your childhoods. So middle school, I guess, counts. Elementary school.
Heck yeah. But
what is, or I should say, what was your most favorite movie from when you were, say, in elementary school that you would be embarrassed to admit to today?
Do we have to admit it? Because I'm still afraid to admit it right now.
Just change your voice.
I know what yours is. I know what yours is.
Mine?
No.
Oh. Yeah. Because, yeah, we were just talking about mine the other day, too.
Stop it.
Hmm?
Oh, Shark Boy Lava Girl?
No.
Oh, darn it.
Just say it, babe.
You did love
You're
that
cool.
movie, too.
You okay. cool.
Man. All right. My favorite movie during middle school, it was like 6th grade, 7th grade, was...
The Muppets.
Yeah.
Oh, it's the... Oh, my gosh.
Everything is perfect. Everything is grand. It's I got the whole wide world.
We're going to get copyright.
I know. This episode's going to be pulled. Isn't it still kind of your favorite?
Yeah.
Oh, it's so cute. If we put, I have the soundtrack on my phone and this boy will belt it out. It's so cute.
Loud and proud.
And it makes
time.
Me cry every time we hear the rainbow song.
Mm. Oh yeah.
That's from the original Muppet movie.
I know. It makes me cry.
But they sing it in the Muppets also.
Yeah.
All right. So shoot, who's next? Your most embarrassing movie?
Danielle.
Give me a second.
All right, Liv.
I'm proud of all my movies that I liked. Shoot.
So what was your favorite movie then? Teen Witch?
Teen Witch?
Heck yeah.
I thought that's what you were going to say, Jake.
Really?
We're animals.
I'm a gerbil.
Teen Witch, which was super awesome. I always wanted to be popular. Danielle, I don't think you've seen Teen Witch, but next time you come over, we have to watch it.
It's so
man.
It's,
yeah, it's a dumb funny.
It's the coolest 80s movie ever, right,
know,
Jacob?
Danielle thinks we're cool now.
It makes Encino Man.
If we show her the movie, she'll know we're not cool.
Teen Witch, date night. You, me, Jacob, Jerry, Emma, Eartha, Oreo. We're there.
Awesome.
Who does Emma have it's because Eartha and Oreo have each other?
Emma has me or the roaches.
Oh,
no,
man.
Dad has the roaches because he said that earlier.
I know. It's cheaper to keep you.
Oh, man. Gosh.
Titanic. I like Titanic.
Oh, yeah.
And Teen Witch.
But Titanic's not really a movie to be embarrassed about, is
it? I know.
It?
None of my movies are embarrassing. I like Weekend at Bernie's.
Top that. Top that. I don't give a about.
I like Weekend at Bernie's a lot.
Yeah, that was a good movie, too. Yeah.
Oh, did you think of a movie, Danielle?
I forgot the name of the movie. I'm trying to find it, but I think Jacob would know. But, like, do you know, like, on those Christmas movie with the dog and, like, the...
Totally.
I never forgot what it was called.
Jingle All the Way?
It was Jingle. I forgot.
Jingle Bud? No.
No. With the dog... And he wants to be all of the other reindeer, or all of the reindeer, or something like that.
All of the other reindeer?
I love that movie! Every time a teacher would put it on during, like, Christmas season, I would be so intently watching it.
I have a cool story about that. When it first came out, like, in the book, because my friends would call me Olive, and I saw it, and I was like, I have to buy that! It's so cute! And so I bought it for myself, and then I didn't tell my mom, and she bought it for me for Christmas, too, because she saw it and said it was so cute.
You have two copies of
it. I have
book.
Two copies of it. All of the other year. Yes. It's
I was
cute.
Stupid. I'm like, it was Oswald.
Oswald is the blue octopus that buys ice cream.
I love that. What show was that?
Oswald.
Awesome. Awesome. Oh, gosh.
That was cute. Hey, I wonder if they have it on Netflix, or maybe Netflix.
Oswald, or?
Oswald, yeah.
Maybe.
That was cute.
Yeah, we can look that up.
You want to know what mine was?
All right. So, in the early 80s, there was a movie called Delta Force. It starred Chuck Norris. And it was almost like a what if the Delta Force mission to rescue the hostages in Iran actually succeeded. And of course, they varied it up a little bit. So instead of embassy hostages, it was a hijacked airplane. In any case, that wasn't my favorite movie. It was Hollywood's B movie answer to Delta Force. You know, like Hollywood, like you have like the movie, Volcano, and then Dante's Peak comes out.
Oh yeah.
So you have like two movies that are similar because one studio ripped off the other one. And so anyway, so you had Delta Force with Chuck Norris. I liked a movie called Mega Force.
Get it, girl.
And their theme song was sung by a band called Journey.
Jerry just heard it in the truck the other day.
Yes, I lit up like a kid. It was like, Liv, you gotta find this song.
It's the theme song
to Megaforce. And so she looked it up, played it for me as we were driving home. I was like, I love this song. And I would tell her about like because of that movie and because of that theme song, whenever I rode my bicycle around our neighborhood when I was like 7, 8, 9 years old, that song would be in my head. Megaforce! I can't even sing it. Like, anyway.
He's all excited now.
I'm excited right now. I'm fired up. I'm like, we gotta buy that movie.
It's cheaper to keep you.
And since we have money to spare now because we're staying together, we should buy that movie. So that is my guilty pleasure from my childhood. The movie Megaforce. I couldn't even tell you who's in it because I didn't care. It had motorcycles that shot rockets. It had
very realistic
dune buggies.
You know
that
movie I like. Which one? Sharknado.
Which one? The first one, the second, or the third?
All of them.
Oh hell no! I'm kidding. You get it because the third one's called Oh Hell No.
Jake,
that's terrible.
I'd be pretty embarrassed about Sharkboy and Lava Girl, Jake. I mean, you pretended to be Shark Boy.
Yes. Oh, Jacob.
And now he kind of looks a little bit
like the DVDs.
We don't have to hear that.
Wouldn't Emma pretend to be Lava Girl also?
Yes. She would.
They would play Shark Boy and Lava Girl. It was the only time they ever played together was Shark Boy, Lava Girl.
Remember we had it in 3D?
3D.
Oh, I was going to ask you, did y'all ever have the 3D version of it? Because yeah, I did.
Show enough, but we lost our glasses pretty quick.
Yeah. We still watched it in 3D though.
I like ripped them in half because I got mad at something. I forgot.
Screw this! I'm ripping a paper glass.
I hate this movie.
My brother was fighting over it. I was like, I want the shark one. And like, so I was like, you know what? If you can't have it, no one will. So I ripped it in half for some reason.
Oh man.
Nice.
Gosh. Didn't they make fun of Katy Perry last Super Bowl, reenacting Shark Boy?
Left shark!
Left shark,
left
right
shark,
shark,
and right shark. But then you had Katy Perry dressed up in the fire outfit.
Oh,
yeah. So there was a meme floating around of Shark Boy, Lava Girl grown up.
And it's not a meme; it's a meme.
Oh, a meme.
That's what Grammy says. Yeah. Why don't they call it memes?
Oh gosh. So, is there anything we want to add before we sign off?
Well, seeing as how Jerry is scrounging up the money, I probably won't be on another episode.
No, because I love
Jerry
you.
Thinks he's sleeping in my bed.
That's Olivia's new quote. I'm cheap.
It's cheaper to keep ya. Thanks. Thanks.
What better way to show your love than the proof in your pocketbook?
Babe, I can't believe you said that to me on the show. This is the one that I'm going to share on Facebook everywhere. I'm going to have Jacob tweet it. We're going to put it on the news.
Oh, Dad, you have to go retweet something.
I've always wanted you to share this show with your friends on social media. So if this is what it took.
Jerry Sam.
All right. Oh, man. So while I'm still able to breathe and laugh, I want to thank you for listening to episode 83 of the Family Time Q&A podcast, a podcast about family living with actual family members talking with each other. If you like what you heard in this episode, share us with your family and your friends. Subscribe with us on iTunes, Stitcher, or, you know, just stop doing that. You throw me off, man. gosh, you know what? What will we want our audience to call in with?
What their favorite embarrassing a childhood movie is.
Yeah, so that final question, if you're still here listening, what was your favoriteest movie when you were a kid that you would be embarrassed to tell folks about? And you can call in to, what's the number, Jacob?
361-434-0126.
And that number again is?
361-434-0126.
And one more time.
361-434-0126.
I'm
trying so hard.
And
right
one
now.
More time. I'm just kidding. No.
I was.
So awesome. Call in. Tell us your favorite movie from when you were a kid that you would be embarrassed to tell your friends about. If you want to call in anonymously, go ahead and do so. Yeah. But also share the show with your family and friends. Thank you so much, and we'll catch you on the next episode. Bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye.